This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 250,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 3.5 million confirmed cases. The United States has nearly 70,000 deaths with more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing for an economic reopening. One, his advisors believe, will essentially be essential for his reelection chances in November. And a virtual town hall televised Sunday night from inside the Lincoln Memorial, the president fielded Americans' questions about their coronavirus concerns. He acknowledged fear on both sides of the issue, and some Americans worried about getting sick while others are concerned about losing jobs. Mr. Trump defended his administration's response from criticism it has moved too slowly and said the nation is all ready to begin reopening. President Trump says that he does believe a vaccine for COVID-19 will be available by the end of the year. Mr. Trump also says the U.S. government is putting its full power and might behind remdesivir, a drug that has shown early promise as a treatment for the disease caused by the new coronavirus. U.S. officials believe China covered up the extent of the coronavirus outbreak and how contagious the disease really is to stock up on medical supplies needed to respond to it. And that's according to U.S. intelligence documents obtained by the Associated Press. They say Chinese leaders intentionally concealed the severity of the pandemic from the world in early January. Word of the Department of Homeland Security analysis dated May 1st comes as the Trump administration has intensified its criticism of China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that China was responsible for the spread of the disease and must be held accountable. This is VOA News.